Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
I move that the committee subpoena Elon Musk to come before it as a witness at the earliest possible moment. And I so move.
There's been a motion and second. The motion is not debatable.
Mr. Chairman, why is it not debatable? Not point right. of order.
It is debatable.
Mr. Chair, I strike the last word.
Hold on.
Mr. Chairman.
We're going to table the motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, why don't we want to debate Elon Musk coming in and talking to us about his work and how he's enriched himself for $64 billion?
Mr. Chairman.
Chair recognizes Dr. Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to table the motion.
Motion to table. Is there a second by Mr. Higgins?
Point of order.
Now,
Mr. Chairman.
Motion is not debatable. As many
point of order,
are
Mr. Chairman.
In favor of tabling. Point of order, state your point.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's outrageous that this committee will not even entertain a motion.
No, you state
Mr. Chairman, that's not a point of order.
Dismantling our federal
agency.
Yes, let's have order in this country.
Stansberry, you're out of order. You know you're out of order. You know the rules of this committee. There's been a motion.
Mr. Elon Musk is out of order and dismantled.
He's out of order.
I call the question.
There's been a motion and second. Motion by Dr. Fox, second by Mr. Higgins to table. All those in favor of tabling signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, and the motion is tabled.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for a recorded vote.
A recorded vote is ordered.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It's all going so well, everybody, isn't it? It's such a unified country. It's just business is easy to be done here. I mean, it's like, I don't know what was worse about that clip. What, you know, the the mischaracterization of the voice vote where the no's clearly had it, or the fact that, you know, Comer there doesn't know how to run the committee yet or ever, and has, I don't know, was that guy next to him a minder? Like, have we gone full North Korea yet? Is he a minder? You need to table it. You need to table it. You have to get rid of it. You have to give it to Virginia Fox. Give it to her. Give it to her. Or is he a tutor? I don't know. Minder? Tutor? It's just a wow. So who's against hearing from Elon Musk and finding out what the hell authority he is counting on in order to make policy decisions and cut off funding that was appropriated by Congress himself? Who isn't interested in the testimony of this man? Oh, that's right. The Republicans. Now, I keep asking the same question over and over of myself and anybody that will listen to me, you know, in my home. Hi, Howard. And I keep on saying the same damn thing over and over again. But what's in it for the Republicans? Okay, we get that Russ Vote has this Christian white nationalism thing going on in his pea brain and that he was going to traumatize the workforce and, you know, do all the, and, you know, his vote tonight to confirm Russ Vote, everybody, anybody remember? I'll play you, you know, the behind the scenes, you know, secret recording that he made telling everybody everything about the playbook and what he was going to do and why he was doing it. And it was for white Christian nationalism, just so in case there's any confusion over what's motivating Russ Vote at OMB. He's supposed to get confirmed tonight at 7 o'clock, everybody. That means we have from now until 7 o'clock Eastern time to make freaking phone calls to the Senate Republicans and tell them this man is not going to bring this terror to my doorstep. This man, I do not want him to be responsible for no counterterrorism in the FBI, no counterterrorism unit in the CIA, a brain drain of a vast proportion that's already, it's gonna be like it already is, on some people's kitchen tables already. It's already in some people's childcare plans, meaning Head Start has been cut. Now, what's really sick is Head Start was cut in the original freeze. Remember the original freeze? And then they had to rescind it. This was Russ Vought that was doing that. And he's not even in the office yet. He's not even the OMB, Secretary of OMB yet. So his deputy is in there doing this at the behest of Russ Vought. And the court said, oh, no, oh, hell no, restraining order here. And so that wasn't supposed to even unfold. That wasn't supposed to take place. That wasn't supposed to be in effect, the freeze of the funding. And yet, some people are going to their community health centers in rural America and finding out there's no one at the inn. There's no one home. Why? Because they can't access the funds to pay the staff. They can't access the funds to pay the electric bill. They can't access the funds to pay the water bill. And so rural health centers across, especially Virginia, the state of Virginia, are being shut down. And the same thing is happening with people with their child care. Head Start, when the people who access the funds for Head Start to pay the salaries of the employees who do the child care portion of Head Start or do the preschool, the pre-K portion of Head Start, they're getting a message saying funds not approved or funds disabled or, you know, the system's disabled or pending approval. They're getting all these messages, like almost like 404 error messages. The system is overwhelmed, except they're saying, no, pending approval, or the funds are not approved or you can't access the funds. And they're having to shut their doors already based on something that the court said, no, do not proceed, do not pass go, do not hold back $200, right? And then today we have a judge that, a federal judge, who has blocked Elon Musk from making the fork in the road. Oh, go fork yourself. God, this freaking freak of nature, this Occupy Mars fabulist. Swear to God, it's just like so unbelievable. The man is so conflicted. He gets this money from the government. I mean, if you wanted to save $2 trillion, just cut off Elon Musk's gravy train. Why do you have to go after Head Start? Why are you going after Medicaid? Why are you going after Medicare? Why are you going after, you know, rural hospitals? No, I'll save you $5 trillion in one sentence. Cut off Elon Musk's subsidies and rescind the Donald Trump tax cuts of 2017. That's $2 trillion and $2 trillion. That's $4 trillion. And then, you know, I'll save you another trillion, you know, by, I guess I have to cut Politico off. Politico. You know that's a lie, right? Do you know that? Have you heard that story? I'm just going to show you. Caroline Leavitt has absolutely not paused for truth. She will never yield to facts. It's just another. It's another lackey. It's another hack at the press. You know, in the press briefing room, lying.
USAID has gotten a lot of attention the last couple of days with some of these bizarre things that we've been taxpayers have been funding.
Now
it looks like there are a couple media outlets that have been dragged into this conversation as far as USAID funding as well. Does the president have any comment on that?
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening.
That did not happen. It's a lie, all right? We could debunk this in two seconds. People who work inside the government get subscriptions to newspapers and to Politico Pro. That's what she's talking about.